Which is important, but equally the next pandemic might be 10 years away, it might be 100 years away. But one thing that every country needs to think about is the Building Back agenda. I haven't talked about this, but we run surveys in Brazil looking at impacts, and I was presenting some of our education impacts on an online conference, and there was a guy talking about earthquakes in Pakistan, and I did think, what on earth are you doing on this panel? But what he was there to show, you know, to discuss, has stuck with me ever since, and that was when they look at earthquakes that affected part of Pakistan, and suddenly the children in those regions had to study at home for about 4 months, but the same cohort elsewhere in the country went to normal school. 4 months of study at home after going back to school, by the time that they were 18, added up to 2 years of lost learning.
Goodness me.
So for me, the Building Back agenda is underestimated, and what we know so far is that inequalities that existed in the world before COVID have been entrenched, but I think there's a lot to be concerned about how much they might be exacerbated from this point on. And I think that should be one of the sort of the guides of how you prioritise the Building Back agenda. Lots of other questions for me about trust in government and all sorts of things that I want to work on, but I think the Building Back agenda is super important, and just because of its urgency at this moment.
Mm, mm. So this is a slightly naughty question in a way, but I mean, do you think the pandemic has offered opportunities for work on comparative government that wouldn't have been there otherwise, and which, as you say, have raised, the, you know, in some ways opened a lot of doors for questions to be asked?
Yeah, it's funny, I just...
research.
When we were testing this, you asked me what I had for lunch. I had lunch with a philosopher, and we were talking about this very issue, and he was saying that pandemic hasn't really done anything for philosophy. It hasn't really opened up any new questions, although it allowed people to write books finally. But for, you know, the empirical social sciences, this is such a dramatic event that I feel a bit uncomfortable calling it an opportunity, but...
Yeah, that's why I was slightly nervous about asking the question.
But it's been a moment to learn about the world and about societies.
And has the experience changed your attitude or your approach to your work? And are things you'd like to see change in the future about how research is conducted?
I think, so I'll answer this in both a personal and professional way. I think personally, there's been so much work and so much urgency that literally I could not have slept if I, you know, there were days when we were getting 700, 1,000 emails, and I had to turn off the ping just because it was anxiety. You make a cup of tea and it's ping, 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 just impossible. So I think personally, I think lots of Oxford academics are used to the feeling of overworking, but it made me work out what I needed to do for my own well-being and stick to that no matter what. Even if, you know, heads of state literally want to talk to me sometimes, being like, no, I need to go for a walk at some point today. And then I think in terms of how research is done, it has had, you know, a profound impact on me. I think that, and coming from the natural sciences where research is by default a team sport, moving to the social sciences where it's by default an individual or a pair or a very small group, I had the instinct when I moved across that it should be a team sport, and it was misstructured basically. And I hope that projects like the Tracker make the point of how many synergies there are, and how there are things that are only possible when you play as a team. And the other thing that I think really needs rethinking a little bit is the credit system. So often the people who've, not just in the social sciences, but people who've done sequencing and so on have been postdocs, they've been people who have been at very insecure stages of their career. And they have done work which doesn't, may or may not lead to papers. They've done it because it's been needed by the world. And the tracker is a data project, you know, and creating data sets or writing in really informative Twitter threads. Sometimes academics have set the record straight on a whole bunch of things. Doesn't get you anywhere in terms of career review boards, that kind of thing. And I think that needs some consideration at the moment.
Good. Anything that I haven't asked you about that you feel I should have done?
You've asked a lot. No, it was lovely. Thank you.